"Please don't introduce me to the pudding," said Alice quickly, "or we shall get no dinner at all." But the Red Queen said loudly, "Pudding, Alice, Alice, pudding. Take away the pudding." And the waiters took it away at once. Then Alice decided to give an order herself. "Waiter, bring back the pudding." When the pudding appeared again, she quickly cut off a piece and gave it to the Red Queen.
"That's really friendly," said the pudding. "How would you like someone to cut a piece out of you?"
Alice was too surprised to speak. "Say something," said the Red Queen. "You can't leave all the conversation to the pudding." By this time, the party was beginning to get very noisy, and more strange things were happening. Bottles and plates were now walking around on the table, arm in arm, and the White Queen began to whisper in Alice's ear a long poem about fishes. Then the Red Queen screamed at the top of her voice, "Let's drink to Queen Alice's health." Some of the animals put their glasses upside down on their heads. Others got inside them or knocked them over on the table. The forks began to dance with the spoons, and the noise got wilder and wilder. The White Queen said in Alice's ear, "You must stand up and give thanks now, you know." Alice stood up. "I must stop all this," she cried, and she took hold of the tablecloth with both hands. One good pull, and everything came crashing down on the floor. "And now for you," she went on, turning to the Red Queen, who had suddenly become very much smaller and was running around on the table. "You started all this trouble, and I'll shake you into a kitten. Yes, I will."